Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. How do your ideal clients find you if they don't even know the name of your business or they don't even know your name, right? One of those ways is that they use Google. Now, I always encourage my clients not to put all the eggs in one basket. And let me explain what I mean by that. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of you guys are using social media, obviously, to promote your business and to increase your visibility and that thing and all those great things. And that's great. But what I want you to remember, what I want you not to forget is the power of SEO, the power of Google. How many of you have a Google My Business page? Free. A free Google My Business page. And yes, I know you may be saying, oh gosh, I'm on another platform. No, it's not as hard as you think. I would encourage you to create a Google My Business page and repurpose the content you're already sharing on your social media onto your Google Business page, right? And do that often, whether it's 3 times a week or once a day, whatever floats your boat, but do it often enough so that people can find you. And when you're doing it and when you're setting it up, make sure you use the keywords that people are searching for when they are searching for your business. So I'll give you an example, right? This morning I had an interesting call. I had a call from a number I don't know. I answered and this person said, hi, is this Marketing Dynamics? Obviously they don't know my name, right? Hi, is this Marketing Dynamics, which is the name of my business? I said, yes, how can I help? And they said, listen, I'm looking for a business consultant to help me with X, Y, and Z. And we had a great conversation. We're going to close the deal by the end of this week. It's great. But one of the things I asked her, obviously, is how did you find me? And she said, well, she went into Google and she put in business consultant Trinidad. And my business came up as the first option and she went for my business because it was the first option. Obviously when she clicked on it and she saw a lot of information because I'm sharing my blog and other great things on my Google business page every single week. I'm sharing reviews, people are leaving reviews, I'm updating it every single week, I'm adding new images to it, new videos and all of those great things, right? Now if I was not doing that, and I've used the keywords, what are the keywords that people use when they're looking for me, right? I know business, a business coach, a business consultant. I know that my ideal clients are usually other consultants. They are usually in retail. They are usually in particular niches, right? So I made sure that when I'm setting up my Google business page, and even when I am writing my blogs or my emails or even on my website, that I'm using those keywords so that it's always connected. It's always connected. But I'm saying this to say to you, right? What are the keywords people will use if they want to find your business? And if they do put those keywords into Google, if they do a search in Google, would your business come up first? Or even in the first five, even if it's not first. But would your business come in the first five? Would your business come in the first page of that person's Google search? If your answer is no, then you have some work to do. Now, it can get very, very complicated, and I'm not here to tell you to go into the nitty-gritty. You can hire an SEO specialist who can help you do it. You can do some of the work yourself, but that's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is really to encourage you to not just depend on social media alone. Use social media in conjunction with other things. It doesn't have to feel like a task because you are repurposing what you already share on your social media, on your Google business page, so that you can reach a wider audience, right? Because especially if you're not running ads or anything like that, but you want to reach a wider audience, you have to figure to yourself, where does my audience search for information. My audience most likely is searching for information either on Google, they're searching on TikTok now, and they also search on YouTube. So I want to make sure that I'm always there. I'm always showing up there in different ways, and I'm using those keywords. So when they put in those keywords, my business will come up. Yes, they may not know my name, because I could put in Adanna Austin. They don't know my name, right? They don't even know my business name, but I know that if they search for business consultant or business coach in Trinidad, in the Caribbean, that I will be the person who will pop up. And that is very, very intentional, right? And it doesn't mean that it doesn't have other business coaches and business consultants available. Yes, but how I have set up my business, this is very intentional, so that my ideal clients will find me without me having to go and shout and dance and all kind of things to search for them. They will automatically find me because of the system that I've set in place. So if you do not have a Google business page, it's free, guys. It's free. It's free. It's free.com. Go and set it up and make sure that you're updating it as often as possible, right? I think right now you can actually automate from your social media to your Google business page. I'm not sure. It's something that we are exploring. But if that is available, then that's something you can definitely do, so that you don't actually have to physically do it every single day, right? But do not sleep on your Google business page. If you already have a Google business page, but you're not utilizing it, what are you doing? You're leaving money on the table, guys. This year is not about leaving money on the table. This year is about accelerating your profit, making life easier, building a business with ease that intentionally attracts your ideal clients, so that you can get the sales that you want, the daily sales that you deserve. But you have to make it easier for yourself. You have to utilize the tools that are currently available for you, right? So that there is no hemming and hawing, and there's no fighting up to do it. Yeah. So guys, that is my advice for you today. As usual, if you have any questions, jump into my DMs, send me the questions. Leave a comment underneath this video. Like and share with your audience, so whoever you think, another entrepreneur who you think needs to hear this message. So like and share, jump into my DMs, leave a question underneath in the comments, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you may have about how to utilize Google your business and how to really establish your brand identity. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.